The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded today to Shireen Ebadi for her work as a human rights activist. She's the first Iranian to win the prize and the first Muslim woman. Ebadi spoke at a press conference in Paris today. Ebadi explained that from her point of view, there is no contradiction between Islam and human rights. She said all Muslims should welcome the award. With us to talk about her is Hali Afshar, also an Iranian, and she teaches politics and women's studies at the University of York in England. Welcome, Ms. Afshar.
Hi.
So tell us more about Ebadi and why she got this prize.
Well, Shireen Ebadi is a campaigning lawyer and teacher. She was one of the first women to be appointed as a judge in Iran. She was a judge before the revolution, and then after the revolution, the Islamic government decided that women should not be judges, and they sacked her. And she stayed in Iran. She contested her rights within the framework of Islamic law, and she has been fighting very effectively for human rights, for the rights of the intellectuals to express their views, and very, very specifically for women and particularly children's rights. And she has landmark achievements. I mean, one of them, the most recent, is in the year 2000. She was the author of a bill which was piloted through Parliament in Iran, which recognized the rights of children and actually protected them against harm. Now, you know, this is a landmark in Islamic law. And she has done this very much by insisting that there are different ways of achieving the same goals, and that you can achieve goals that women and children the world over aspire to within the Islamic framework in the Islamic Republic of Iran.
And what's the reaction been in Iran, do you know?
The Iranian women, and particularly her publisher, Mrs. Lahijani, has been, you know, most enthusiastic, as have been the women journalists and journals to which she's contributed. The press hasn't yet made a view, and I think that's in part because I think the theocrats fear her. They fear her powerful intellect and her ability to engage with them at the level of Islamic law. And so I think it would take a little while before they actually get themselves together.
Aside from just merely applauding her winning the prize, will they actually be prompted to change the way they govern, the way they rule?
Well, I mean, I think that what the nomination and actually the decision to recognize Shireen Ebadi's work is about is that in Iran things have been changing for a quarter of a century through women's activities. So there's nothing about whether they would change it. Of course, nobody in the whole world ever gave women anything unless and until women fought for it. But what is important about this recognition is that it actually clears the cloud of Islamophobia, this kind of understanding which seems to be prevalent in parts of the West, that somehow, you know, Iranian women are the kind of passive subject of this total oppressive rule. The reality is that there has been a revolution, and parts of the demand of that revolution have been the right to elect a government, the right to elect a president, and the right to have a proper Islamic law. And it's on these three fronts that Shireen Ebadi and many other Iranian lawyers have been fighting for. And the position of Iranian women in the past 25 years has changed because of women such as Shireen Ebadi.
Hali Afshar teaches politics and women's studies at the University of York.